Members of the New York City Council on Monday said they found an additional $6.15 billion in resources for the 2025 fiscal year, which should help reverse some of the mayor's planned cuts to city services. The council's budget outlined $1.63 billion for the restoration of funding for 3K, public schools, and support for students, as well as cultural institutions, libraries, including seven-day service, parks, sanitation services, and other key services cut by New York City Mayor Eric Adams, according to a news release. The budget also targets investments of $1.32 billion in capital funding for affordable housing, over $225 million for mental health services, nearly $60 million for programs that reduce recidivism, and other programs. At the same time, the council budget sets aside nearly half, $3 billion, of the additional resources to protect against risks from under-budgeted costs in the mayor's proposed budget and dedicates $500 million to the rainy day fund reserves, while leaving an over $1 billion surplus to address other fiscal issues. "We maintain that the administration's blunt cuts were never necessary in the first place, and we will be fighting for and expecting to see full restorations across the board from 3K to CUNY, our libraries, cultural organizations, and everything in between," said Councilmember Justin Brannan, chair of the Committee on Finance. Speaker Adrian Adams said the city has the resources, despite what the Adams administration has been saying. "Throughout this year's budget process and beyond, the council will continue to champion the needs of all New Yorkers to chart a path towards stability, health, and success for our city," she said.